Hello everyone, it's me, your boy Dean. I'm here to give you this piping hot tea. Hope everyone's having a good day today. I just wanted to jump on here and just show you all this craziness still going on with Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez and that trial. So it just came out that both sides have rested their case, which is good because I was, this whole trial was just, these whole 2 weeks have just been nothing but craziness. A bunch of lies and misinformation being told from all sides. Yesterday was really crazy. Okay, the defense called Mr. Kelly, Sean Kelly, and he was the only eyewitness to what happened who was not in the car because they were all in front of his house. And this is what he said. And, it kind of goes with my earlier theory, but, it was still just crazy. So, let me go. This is what he's saying. Again, this is coming from the Shade Room and also Megan Conniff, who I've been following on Twitter. According to Megan Conniff, Deputy D.A. Alexander Bott began asking Kelly about his 911 call because he's the one who called the police. Okay. Kelly says he didn't report a woman shooting. He reported a group of people beating on a woman. Kelly said the shorter guy was very agitated and had his arms outstretched. He was firing everywhere. I repeat, he was firing everywhere, Kelly said. How many shots did you see the short guy shoot? Bott asked. 4 or 5, Kelly answered. Bott played home surveillance audio of the gunshots. Kelly testified about the shorter guy. He was, like I said, shooting. Afterward, the woman on the ground was kicking all the time. She was squalling and stumbling around. Bott also got out of Kelly more details about the girl he believes he saw shooting. I see what appears to be the girl shooting into the car. Then when the shorter guy was with the girl on the ground, he was yelling just a torrent of abuse. Bott asked Kelly what exactly the short guy was saying, telling the witness, there's no censorship in the courtroom. Kelly, a white man with what sounds like a British accent, answered, it was all N-words and F this, F that. And this was directed at the victim, Bott asked. All of them. He was going crazy, was really agitated, Kelly answered. Kelly said the same thing about Tory and Recross. He was highly agitated, shouting lots of swearing. Still, Kelly testified again, I believe the girl fired the first shot. Bott asked him, did that seem odd to you that the defense investigator started recording after he had already made several statements? Kelly answered, the whole thing seemed odd to me. Another thing about Kelly, he said his concern that night was his son, not the people outside, and this was traumatic. Some of what he said jurors may know isn't true. The inside of the Escalade was not shot up, but his testimony became a real wild card for the defense. Like I said, this is the defense own witness to what happened. And see, I'm going to play you all his questioning from the defense. That was from the prosecution. This is what he said when he was brought up by defense. Okay. Again, from Megan Conniff. The Tory Lanez trial is on a standard 90-minute break, which defense witness Sean Kelly due back on the stand at 1:30. Kelly's testimony does not appear to be going quite how Tory's lawyer hoped it would. Sir, did you see the shorter guy with a gun in his hand? Yes. The Q&A between, I'm just going to say, it's an Armenian last name, I'm just going to say Dizian and Sean Kelly occurred after Kelly said he woke to noises and saw two women violently fighting by the car. He saw a flash and believes it was coming from one of the girls. They were pulling their hair and hitting each other. It was quite violent. Kelly said he saw the driver exit wearing all black and he joined the fray. Kelly was scared and he asked his son to come into his room. He testified several times that he saw a muzzle flash and heard what he thought were fireworks, but believed the flashes were from a woman. Did you see a muzzle flash? Dizian asked. Yes, Kelly answered. He added, about the same time that the smallest individual got out the car. It only worsened for Dizian. Kelly said the small guy got out about that time, all shouting. Kelly said the smallest guy got out of his car, saw more flashes. He stuck with his testimony that the flashers started with the girls, and he said he never heard anyone say dance, bitch, which is what Meg testified Tory said before he opened fire. Kelly, I just want to be clear, I never saw a gun, I just saw flashes. And he again testified that the flashes were from the girl, but he also said, but they were all together. They were very close together. The short guy was very angry. He was making lots of noise. Dijon kept asking Kelly about him previously telling a defense investigator he saw Tory try to take the gun, but Kelly testified today that the short guy he saw stepped out of the car and joined the fray. Kelly said the shorter guy was very angry. He was shouting. He said the flashes came from him, but Kasha, I never saw a gun. Then in exchange, that made everyone laugh out loud. Dizion pressed Kelly about Tory trying to take the gun, and Kelly said, it's not like he said, excuse me, can I have the gun? It's my turn. Everybody laughed, and the judge had an amused look on his face as he waited for us to finish. Still after this, Kelly repeatedly testifies he believes a woman fired the first shot. I believe I saw the girl shoot first, but he didn't know she had a gun at the time. I believe it was fireworks. I said they were both shouting, Kelly said. Nizion asked who the first shooter was. The girl, Kelly said, but they were all fighting. The shorter guy was pushing and fighting both girls. Everyone was fighting, even the driver. That's when Dizion asked Kelly, sir, did you see the shorter guy with a gun in his hand? And Kelly answered, yes. And then everyone started beating one girl, and Kelly said to me, it appeared they were going to throw her in the river. It appeared to me that when I was on the phone, they were trying to kill her. He said he heard the driver say the police are coming, and they put the woman in the Escalade and left. Then came the cross, which is what I just read to you all. Now, after reading that, and again, this is the defense's witness. After reading all that, you know, and mind you, both sides have rested today, and this goes to the jury. And, you know, I'm sorry, you know, a few of Tory Lanez has about four charges, and I think two of them are going towards reckless use of a firearm. And after hearing what this witness said, he gonna get them two charges. That witness, who witnessed everything and is not involved with either four of these people, said that Tory was fighting and he was shooting the gun everywhere. Okay, there's this narrative going around that Tory was shooting in the air to stop the girls from fighting. That's not what that man said. He said that Tory was fighting. He was cursing. You know, him and the bodyguard and the other girl, which I'm assuming is Kelsey, jumped the girl who fell on the ground and was crawling. And I'm assuming that's me. Okay, that's honestly what that man just said. And I'm sorry, that is a crime. If Tory was shooting, even if he was shooting in the air, that's still a crime. So yeah, he definitely gonna catch them too. Reckless use of a firearm charges. Now, you know, what's very interesting to me is that, and I'm on the popular blog, The Shade Room, because even though I'm not a fan of theirs, I will say for the most part, they have not been that biased like I've seen other blogs have been. You know, now what's come out today is that it's been determined, because there was talk about Tory Lanez testifying, because that witness really did ruin the defense's, you know, whole argument. And their argument is that Kelsey was the one that was shooting and Tory took the gun from her. And that's not what that man said. He said Tory was just as aggravated, was cursing, was, you know, fighting both girls. He said Tory was putting his hands on both girls and that Tory was letting out shots everywhere. Okay, that was very damning evidence. So there was talk about Tory taking the stand, and the prosecution made it very clear, if Tory got on that stand, they will bring up everything in the past 2 years that Tory has been involved with. He's been involved with fights from Travis Scott to Prince from Love & Hip Hop, and even this year with punching August Alsina in the face. Okay, they were going to bring up his music videos where he clearly, because he even, you know, it showed, one of the videos show him, you know, disabling a horse's leg, you know, and other videos where he has guns in the video and all this other stuff. You know, they were going to bring all that up. So, you know, it came out that Tory Lanez would not take the stand and that both sides have rested and the jury will be given instructions this morning. Closing arguments will begin this afternoon at 1:30 p.m. Then, if that's not crazy enough, you know, while all this was going on, it came out that Jaquan Smith, the driver who, you know, no one could find and everybody said they was looking for him, was present and on the defense witness list, but prosecutors asked for a continuance past the Christmas break if he was to testify per defense attorney George Dizion. At his client's request not to delay proceedings, Dizion declined to call him. So the driver, again, who was missing, appears in court. Now, in my personal opinion, I think the reason they didn't want that driver to testify to Tory's lawyers is because that witness just got on that stand and said that the driver was involved with jumping and beating up on one woman and that the driver was also fighting. Okay, if the driver gets on that stand and the prosecutor asks about that, a whole lot of stuff will come out that I don't think Tory wants to come out. I don't even think Meg or Kelsey want that stuff to come out. But I just find it funny that the driver, you know, who was missing, couldn't be found, all of a sudden just shows up out of nowhere. That's just very interesting to me. You know, when now that that witness has revealed what he saw, you know, I'm starting to piece some things together. Okay, I kept wondering why Kelsey was getting on that stand with that amnesia crap. And honestly, I think the reason is, if it came out that she was out there brawling and all three of them was out there brawling like that, baby, Kelsey would be hit with a battery charge. You know, and you know, again, that witness said he saw a woman shoot into the car. Now, there's no bullet holes in that car, and I'm sorry, that story doesn't really make sense, because if everybody's outside fighting, you know, why would Kelsey, well, I'm assuming he's describing, shoot into that car? Why would she? But I mean, you know, when you have an immunity deal, that means the prosecutors know you committed a crime. So I wonder if Kelsey told them went ahead and admitted that she took that gun and shot into that car. And that's why they're so adamant that she's not the shooter. Because the prosecution is clearly saying Kelsey not the shooter. But again, you know, the story doesn't really make sense because all three of these people have lied. Tory done lied, Med done lied, Kelsey done lied. All three of these people done lied. And all three of them honestly need to sit down for a year and go get some professional help and go see a therapist, all of them. But, you know, I'm starting to piece certain things together. Now, the craziest thing was when the witness said he called the police and they played the police video. They played the police, the 911 call in court. You can clearly hear the man saying that it's people beating up on one woman. Now, who that is, I don't know. It sounds like Meg, because he said after the shooting, one of the girls fell to the ground and she was crawling across the street, and then the other people ran and was beating and kicking and punching her. Now, I saw some of these slow-ass people in these comments on these blogs saying that Tory and the driver was probably trying to help her get up and get in the car, and I'm sorry, that's not what that witness said. He said they were kicking and punching her. That's why he called 911. You know, the mental gymnastics some of these people were reaching, you know, just to be on Tory Lanez's side is just crazy to me. You know, even people saying that he just shot in the air when that's not what the witness said. The witness said he shot everywhere. And that lawyer Mo, and you know, when I first started covering this, I said I didn't like how Mo be going to all these rappers' trials and just reporting and just jumping online anytime they go to break, because he's not telling the full story. He's the one that started that, you know, Tory shot in the air when that's not what the witness said. And because people are so lazy, they just take what these people say and be shocked when, you know, when what they thought happened didn't happen. We saw that with the R. Kelly case, where you had people like Mo going out there and acting like R. Kelly wasn't going to do any time, or that you know, the prosecution was failing, when, you know, that's not what happened. Okay, there's people going around saying Tory going to walk, and I'm sorry, I don't think he going to walk. He definitely taking that reckless use of a firearm charge after what that witness said. And I think that's 1 to 2 years according to California law. But if the jury, when they're deliberating, if they clearly don't think that Kelsey shot Megan, and again, that witness said bullets was flying everywhere, they may honestly think that Tory, you know, when Tory was letting off them shots, that one of them bullets probably might have hit her. Okay, you know, people, again, because people think he shot in the air, they're not looking at that. And what I don't like, and again, from the very beginning, I didn't like how a lot of these blogs and YouTubers with no journalistic integrity are just reporting on this, because there's a lot of misinformation bias. DJ Academics, I saw, put a video up saying that Tory was being framed, and starting this narrative that Tory is being framed, because he clearly sees, because most people with eyes can see, Tory not going to just walk away with nothing. Like, I mean, it could happen, but I'd be very shocked. And if it does come out that the jury convicts him on everything, you know, a certain part of the population will be crying foul. And I'm sorry, that's wrong. You know, just like Cardi B sued Tasha K, I think Meg Thee Stallion might need to start suing these YouTubers. And, you know, people gonna have to start pushing back, because, you know, as we've seen this year, there's a danger in letting a false narrative just continue. It is. There's a danger in that. Even today, DJ Academics has a video saying that Quan is in court and he would testify last minute, and that is not the truth. That driver's not testifying, especially with a key witness saying, that's on the defense side, saying he was beating, that the driver was involved with beating up a woman. He ain't gonna get on that stand and say that. He not. You know, this whole case has been a shit show from the beginning. Okay, the prosecutors, and I understand, I think the old DA stepped down and they had to bring in another DA. You know, it was a lot of stuff going on in that Los Angeles, in that Los Angeles office. But you know, I'm like, y'all should have been better prepared. Y'all should have had better control over your witnesses. Okay, that bodyguard, Meg's bodyguard, they still can't find him. I think he in Cato. I doubt he coming back. Kelsey get on that stand and act the fool. And, you know, granted, Kelsey acting the fool led to that video being recorded from September. And that eyewitness testimony is all the jury can go after. And both of those people say that Tory Lanez definitely had his hand on the gun and was firing shots. And even on that, because I keep seeing people say, well, how can that be if his DNA is not on the gun? And again, this whole trial has shown that people cannot read or comprehend stuff. It's 4 people's DNA on the gun. It's 2 men and 2 women. His DNA is not on the gun magazine, which is where you load the bullets. I find it funny that, you know, some of these people who kept saying that, I went to their Instagram pages and they had all these videos of rappers shooting guns and themselves posing with guns and stuff. And I'm like, you don't know the difference from a gun clip and a gun. Just wild. Just wild. The worst thing about this case is how divided it has divided people, especially the black community. And it really shows that a lot of black people do not understand the legal system or the law. I have gone into actual arguments over this, because, you know, you have people thinking this is an episode of Judge Mathis. Like, everybody was like, the judge is going to dismiss this case. The judge is going to dismiss this case. No, the judge didn't dismiss this case. They kept going, and now the jury got to decide. I've seen people say, you know, Meg should have got better lawyers, when Megan is not the plaintiff. Okay, it is Daystar Peterson, which is Tory Lanez's real name, versus the city of Los Angeles. That is what this case is doing. And you know, it's funny, anytime I kept saying that a lot of y'all don't know the law, none of these people respond because I was telling the damn truth. You know, it's become an embarrassment. It really has. It's become nothing but an embarrassment. And when this verdict comes out, and you know, I don't know if it's going to come out by Friday. I don't know if it's going to come out after Christmas. When this verdict does come out, all I know is, you know, the internet going to be really in flames. And I see people saying Med started this and all that. I don't care if you dislike Med. You know, the hate that people have for this woman, like I said, it's very strange. Okay, it's very strange to me. You know, like I said, if you dislike Meg or whatever, no one deserves to get jumped and shot at. Because there's arguments that she's not even a victim, and it's actual women saying that. But these same women were crying when that girl Shanquila got jumped in Mexico. I didn't see, this story kind of reads like that. You know, that's why I don't go off the internet in this fake outrage sometimes. Because people are full of it. You know, after this, I do think Megan, if she's not seeing the AA person or doing a 12-step program, she should definitely do that. And maybe try to go back and make it some music, because she does have a fan base. Because, you know, for all the people I saw hating her, I saw a bunch of people who were on her side. She even has fans showing up to court saying they stand with her. There's a bunch of articles about this misogyny and stuff, people making fun of her, calling her a man and stuff. Okay, that's uncalled for. It is uncalled for. So, you know, I don't know what's gonna happen. You know, I really don't. In my personal opinion, I don't think Tory gonna walk away just scot-free. And you know, he might get convicted of everything. You know, in my personal opinion, I do think Kelsey needs to be charged too, because she was out there involved in some BS, but see, she got that immunity deal. And you know, she was careful not to perjure herself. Because again, I do think her hands are on that gun. You know, even though the eyewitness was all over the place and some of his testimony ain't make sense, you know, the fact that the defense tried to have him declare hostile and the judge denied it, and they said the defense was really mad, that let me know, you know, that man was letting out everything. Okay, everything. The prosecution didn't do the best job. But the defense opened the door for two big pieces of evidence to be used against Tory Lanez. That September interview, and you know, this defense, this witness, because the prosecution wasn't even going to use him, because they said, apparently people said his story, there were too many contradictory things he kept saying. But the defense used him, and the more he started talking, yeah, it was contradictory. But you know, it went against what their client was what their client was saying. So I don't know what's gonna happen. All I know is I hope people learn from this and actually learn some law. You know, that's one thing this showed me, was I'm gonna have to learn the law. Because hey, you never know when you might be in a situation, you're gonna have to learn the law to get up out of a situation. But on that note, I'm your boy Dean. I hope you enjoyed this Poppin' Hot Tea, and everyone have a blessed night.